Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Welcome to the family with
Tevin Pittman,
the lispy Catherine Brandt,
and Andy Brandt Bernard.
Lispy.
Lispy woman. That's me.
Evil wispy something. We shall be right back. Alex will be in on Alex time.
Yeah.
So we don't know when that is, but she's on Alex time, so she'll be in apparently whenever she feels like it.
She damn well pleases.
You damn right. We'll be right back with the family. Michael Bryant, Brad Sean Bryant, what's the latest?
We're just trying to represent people who have been injured through no fault of their own. We're trying to talk to them before they talk to an adjuster or before they take a settlement that isn't something they should get based upon their injuries.
How many people are out there in different, not in the law business, that love to run around scaring people before you even get to them?
Well, adjusters will want to settle cases, right, and they want to close files. So based upon that, they do what they have to. I think there's a lot of circumstances where they probably act as attorneys where they're not attorneys, and they try to explain people's rights, or they give them a certain view that if they look at it. And what I always say is this: if the adjuster really truly thinks the offer they made makes sense, they'd have them come see us. You know,
and that's exactly my question, is you have to understand who has the best, your best interest in mind, correct?
Well, you want to know what your rights are. You know, whether or not you decide you're going to hire us or not, that's a choice. It's a free consultation, and you want to understand what your all your rights are and what coverages you have.
And plus the fact I hang out with you, so you got to be a good guy if I'm hanging out with you.
Maybe.
Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, Michael Bryant, Bradshaw and Bryant. Dougie, what's new at my favorite Nissan stores?
Well, now that everybody's back from vacation, we can finally get to work.
Yeah, easy there, gunpowder.
Hey, at least you only took a week. J-Lo was gone darn near a whole month. Poor Dan Rush. Anyway, we got some great things happening at Coon Rapids Nissan and Walser Nissan in Burnsville. Read this, and you can add that cool DJ voice if you want to.
It's 2020 closeout month at Burnsville and Coon Rapids Nissan. Giant discounts and 0% for 60 months on all remaining 2020s. You also get Walser Care, a 10-year, 150,000-mile powertrain warranty for free.
Ah, music to my ears. I love the sound of a good DJ in the morning. But wait, there's more.
For the first time ever, you can get 0% for 60 months on the all-new 2021 Rogue. The 2021 Rogue is bigger, better, and faster than ever before. For more information on 0% interest on all these great vehicles, check out Coon Rapids Nissan and Walser Nissan at Burnsville and tell them Tommy sent you.
I'll just cut out the last bit.
Hello, I'm Brad Huckle, president at North American Banking Company.
And I'm Mike Bilski, CEO at North American Banking Company, Bradley's partner.
As a locally owned and operated community bank, we provide a unique experience for our business banking customers that can't be found at the big banks.
Our customers appreciate our high-touch, high-tech approach, where they get all the benefits of working with a local bank.
Our team will get to know your business and its unique challenges while still offering all of the online and mobile banking options you will find at the big banks.
Also, when your business banks with North American Banking Company, you'll be working with an experienced team of lenders who know this marketplace and will be ready to help your business capitalize on any opportunity or solve any problem.
You add it all up, North American Banking Company is a better banking experience.
Excuse me, you do mind if I jump in here?
Well, Tommy, if you feel the need, go ahead.
Amateurs. Why not bank with my banker, North American Banking Company, a better banking experience, member FDIC, and equal housing lender. No Sammies. No Sammies for Jews.
He wants a sandwich.
He wants a sandwich. We are back, ladies and gentlemen. So I caught Catherine in a lie because she said that Tevin defended her once, and then I asked him, he said, no, I didn't.
I'm really curious as to who this comedian was.
She doesn't remember who it was.
But
you didn't defend. It wasn't like
creepy. I defended Your Honor. It's fine.
It wasn't like that. It was just this guy was like kept on wanting to talk to me, and you just said we're going now.
Was this at the
the old studio?
The old studio. Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that sounds like something I would do.
Mm-hmm.
I'll take credit for
that. So now Tom's just throwing me under the bus.
I'm proud of you, you know, my friend and
Saving your wife.
Exactly. It's all you ever do is deliver.
I know. It's like, what is up with this guy? And you're like, we're just going.
Yeah. No, there's a lot of creepy comedians.
Yeah, there are.
There are a lot of creepy comedians. We've noticed.
Yeah. A lot of not creepy comedians, but they're a weird breed of people. That's for certain.
Yeah.
And I think you have to go on stage and make other people laugh. You have to be a little broken.
Yeah. Well, and yes, because a lot of times, in my opinion, it's kind of an affirmation, attention-seeking sort of thing.
Oh, definitely.
Is the motivation, yeah.
Yep.
And if Louis Anderson ever calls in, we can ask him about it.
So, why do you seek attention?
Because he's on the schedule.
Louis, why do you hit on Catherine every time you come in this
I
studio?
Know.
Next time you
Get
come
off
in here,
me,
I'm
Louis. God.
Save Catherine again. Okay.
Leave me alone, Louis. Leave me alone. That's all I have to say. So, in any case, ladies and gentlemen, we had quite the day today. Things are looking good. We found out that, what's your zodiac sign, Devin?
Aries.
Me too.
I think you're in pretty good shape then.
Yeah?
Aries people supposed to like Aries people?
I don't know. I hate zodiac signs.
You already told me you didn't, and you never cared for Devin. You told me that on the way in.
Despite the one time that I helped her out with that comedian.
The one time. But then you never agree with anything I say. So.
Tried to help her out, and what happened? You get stabbed right in the back.
You can never just back me up.
Way to go, Devin. Mm-hmm. Never back the missus up. That's just wonderful. What are you going to do? In any case, so. Yeah, I guess it's just the best way to look at it is it all just worked out in the end, right?
Mm-hmm. Why did you bring up his zodiac sign?
Yep.
Because I found out that you're least likely to make a lot of money in your life if you're a Scorpio. Two people in this room are Aries. Two people in this room are Scorpios.
And three people in this room have a lot of money.
Oh, here we go.
Got nothing. Yeah. I got nothing,
We
buddy.
Got zippity-doo-dah. Zipski. That's all I have to say. In any case, ladies and gentlemen, we are back. Louis Anderson's calling in a minute. Louis's got a book out. Is that correct?
Yep.
Whoa.
Is that him?
Norberg. Kendall Norberg's calling me. Wonder what Kendall's all
about. Doesn't know what you're doing this time of day.
Well, you know.
Which is, people don't know that you do radio?
Yeah, apparently not. I've only known Kendall now for about 35 years, so, you know, why would he know?
Right, time's not to call Tom. In the morning, really any time before
Kendall calling this time of the day does make me a little nervous.
Why?
Because he didn't call me middays. It's usually first thing in the morning or in the afternoon.
He just wants to golf. It's golf season.
I guess we'll figure it out.
Which is great to say. Now it's finally warm enough to go outside and...
Yeah.
Golf a little bit.
We golfed on, when did we golf? Saturday?
Saturday, yeah. Mm-hmm. We played 9 holes. It was wonderful.
I made a putt that was quite legendary.
Oh, God. I knew she'd bring it up.
No, you got to live for those moments. I make a putt that's longer than standing right next to it, and
it was quite the putt.
It was about 80 feet.
Okay.
It was?
The athlete.
It wasn't 80 feet. It was maybe 50.
That's still 30?
I don't know.
By the way,
it was long.
Her perception bias kicked into high gear because perception bias just basically means that I play 9 holes, even if then she did play fine.
Mm-hmm.
But if she hadn't, the fact that she made that putt for a par on number 9, yep. She would have walked away going, God, I'm pretty good.
Oh, yeah. That's how golf works.
That's how it works.
If she had sunk an 80-foot putt, that would make her number 4 in PGA Tour history. So it's pretty good.
Well, it was about 80 feet. That was a long putt.
Well, it was so funny because I was goofing around.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, okay, so it looks like it's going to curve to the left, but the earth is spinning this way. So I'm going to hit it over this way, and it goes right in.
I mean, there was no question it was going in. It was that bad. It was that bad.
The earth is spinning this way.
I know. I was just like, yeah, right, I'm going to make this. So I just I don't know. Well, and then it goes right in.
That's like the longest putt, probably 30 feet that I've ever made. Like we're playing best ball or whatever. It's you and somebody else.
Sure. I love best ball. That's easiest.
And he's like, hey, how about you putt this one first so I can get a read on the line for this ball and then I'll go. Because he was actually a good golfer. So I hit it, goes in. I was like, yeah, you can keep your club in the bag.
Your golf will be tighter now. Yeah. Don't worry about
it. I'll carry the team.
I'm really good. Yeah. I don't know if you know that or yeah. not.
Everybody was shocked. So
everybody was shocked. It is really, really kind of hard to play golf with really good players.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, he played with Rocco Mediate a lot, and you're shooting, you know, 90, and he's shooting 66.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, thanks. That's a lot of fun. I want to beat you by, you know, 24 strokes. But other than that.
No, I have a friend that is, well, he's rehabbing now from a knee injury, but he, like, golfed at Pebble Beach with Phil Mickelson on Sunday. Yeah. Like, he's a professional golfer.
Wow.
And so anytime he goes out with us, I'm like, you make us all look absolutely trash.
I know, it's like, terrible.
Like, I used to be a better athlete than you in high school. Like, now you're just like, God.
Golf is weird because it's not like a sport where, you know, it's like once you know how to shoot a basketball, you can shoot a basketball. For some reason, every golf swing is completely different. You feel like you're doing it the same, but it isn't. It's a game. It's not a sport, in my opinion.
Yep, I can agree with that.
You know, there's another part of it that people just hate hearing, but it is true. If you want to be a really, really good golfer, it's not a bad idea to be really stupid.
Why?
Because you don't ever think about anything. Nothing affects you outside your own noggin.
The worst thing an athlete can do is choke, and what makes you choke is thinking too hard.
Thinking too hard, yeah, exactly.
So in other words, ADD isn't a good thing for golf.
No. If you're a perfectionist, I feel you can't.
Oh, God, you got no shot then.
Bad news. Louis just canceled.
What?
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Louis canceled?
He's not feeling well.
Oh, Louis. Hope he's all right. We love Louis. What the hell? You got to have Louis on, don't you?
Well, I better take down that tweet that he's coming on.
Yeah.
Oh, you know what? You guys talk amongst yourself. I'll text Michael Bryant.
Okay.
Just tell him to call in now.
Get
Let's see. Emmy Award winning Louis Anderson or Michael Bryant.
Oh, that's nice. Oh, he's already calling in right at the beginning of the second hour, so that's fun. He's even there.
We tricked everybody.
You know, Tevin,
does Louis have his own jingle? Seeking justice for the injured? I don't think so.
I don't think he doesn't.
Seeking justice for Louis Anderson.
What kind of comedian doesn't have his own jingle?
The Brad Sean Bryan jingle is one of the catchiest.
It is.
It's that and Cars for Kids. That's
1-877 Cars for Kids.
Well, thanks a lot.
Except it's KARS.
Yes. That's Can't forget the KARS
car. Why?
Because car is
a phone number.
C,
yeah, right. And it's
dial
cars
the
with
C.
The K.
And yeah,
I guess I never knew that.
We just finished The Good Place.
Oh, yeah. Alex loves that show.
Yeah, she does. Yeah, we just finished. It's four seasons, and they're 22s, so it goes by really, really
That's
quickly.
That's the heaven thing, right?
Yeah, they go to heaven, and then hijinks ensue.
I tried to watch it. I wasn't really all that into it.
You know,
well, the first episode's not the best. The first episode of No Show is the very
Yeah, they're setting it all up. Yeah, that's true. So, Andy.
Yes.
So, they go to heaven. So, what religion are they to go into heaven?
They actually do a very good job of avoiding that issue.
I knew it. That's the reason. That's why I asked you.
Mm-hmm.
Because there was a layout this morning about how certain religions look at certain things.
Mm-hmm.
The only religion they criticized was Christianity. Well, the other ones just all got a pass, but Christianity got criticized. Yep. It's like, when do you think Americans are going to get their head out of their ass with all of this stuff? Did you see three black leaders in the United States of America came out last week and said, the United States is not racist, and stop saying that?
Oh, yes, I did see this. There were
liberals. Two to three were liberals.
Harris, did she say something? No, who
yeah, she
said?
Did. Yeah, Harris was one of them. Yep. She said, this is not a racist country. What's his name? James Clyburn?
Yeah, and which I would beg to differ.
You've suffered from so much racism. Oh, I forgot. It's been horrible. Jesus.
Maybe a little racist.
Oh, God. Here we go.
This show alone.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. That's a miracle that I keep coming back here.
I wouldn't, as racist as I am. You know,
Stockholm syndrome.
Yep.
that's what you got.
Yeah, you got Stockholm syndrome. Right. You've been kidnapped. Yeah, that's exactly what it was.
Yeah, if America's not racist, well, there's at least like a couple red flags.
I've always thought that everybody's racist.
Well, yeah.
Right.
I've always thought that everybody is a little... I mean, but everybody's got racist. Bias against people that don't look like them.
Speaking of racist...
I do.
Perception bias.
That's just what I think. I mean, not that it's like, you know... I don't think that racism has to be hatred so much, but it's a little bit of prejudice against people that don't look like you.
Right.
Well, yeah.
Or speak your language or live in your neighborhood or whatever. I think people just are like that.
That's not a race issue. It's a perception issue. It's not race. Well, that's the one thing everybody has to understand.
It's kind of both.
The quick transitions on this show.
I know.
I've been listening. I got in the car and I was like, I'll listen to the show on the way here. And then it was like Cars for Kids. And then I unplugged my phone and got out of my car. And then you were talking about The Good Place. And now you're talking about racism.
Well, the reason I brought up The Good Place was because of the national anthem of hell in that show. Please rise for our national anthem. 1-877
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that.
They didn't really do that, did
yes, they?
Yes, they
did.
Did they really?
Yeah. Because everyone hates that song so much.
They do hate that song.
That's amazing.
But it works.
It's
like
probably the number one, like, it's most obnoxious jingle in like, current history.
And didn't they have, like, a scandal with the...
Yeah,
for kids
they're kind of shady and
like they were selling them or something.
Yeah, sorry if they're a sponsor
well, I just don't
to the show.
I just don't get the model. It's like, okay, we got these kids, they're starving, they need homes, so let's take cars and give them to kids?
No, that's not what they do.
They sell the cars? And
yes.
Then, well, why not just take money? Money
well,
for kids.
Because people have
kids.
Because people have cars.
Money for kids doesn't roll.
Because people have cars that they can't sell for hardly any money, or it needs a little work, so they donate them, and then they can take a tax deduction.
Oh, it's the
and then the charity
deduction.
Can sell them, fix them up, and sell them, and then they don't have to pay taxes on it, and then they have money to give to kids.
Cars are a racket, man.
Oh, they are
sure
they ever?
Are.
Oh my gosh.
Well, I guess you can cancel car selling secrets on Thursday. There,
I'm sure Doug is. Doug's the first one to tell you. He's like, you drive it off the lot, and the value's cut in half. Mm-hmm. Basically,
oh, we've actually
it's
talked
ridiculous.
About this because modern cars have so much crap in them that you will never ever use. Use, but you have to pay for it because someone out there wants it. It's like, you know, if they don't have this specific sort of port that they can plug something into, it's like, you know, if they don't have a, you know, dishwasher extension port, someone's going to get mad, so you got to pay for it.
Well, it's like Dan and I have talked about eventually getting a van because I freaking love minivans.
Oh, Jesus.
And
I know when you have kids, you get that.
They're
you get
the odd. Best.
Dogs and kids, minivans are good.
I would love a minivan. Anyway, but there's
minivan,
like, there are minivans and it's like, there are 37 coasters, or like,
cup holders
in this minivan. And I'm like, why? And they're like, this turns into a cup holder. You can put this in a cup holder, this into a cup. I'm like, why does everybody have 12 beverages?
Because kids always have.
Not 12 beverages.
Well, I know, but they're always they always need someplace to stick something in.
You,
you know,
toys, whatever. I blame Pimp My Ride. Because they started putting like TVs in like
that makes
donut
total sense.
Makers in cars and now everybody's like
oh that's right
like now everybody just needs random stuff.
Why did they call it Pimp My Ride if my shot had called it Dig in the Scene with a Gangster Lean?
That is amazing.
It's a much better title.
A little long.
It is a little long.
Dig in the Scene with a Gangster.
That's
even the acronym of that is
long. That's the quote on my gravestone.
I like it. That works for me. I think that's a wonderful idea.
WTGL.
Yeah.
Dig in the Scene. Dits-wa-diggle.
Dits-wa-diggle. Dig in the Scene with a Gangster Lean. Mm-hmm. Gangster white balls, TV antennas in the back. Never heard that song?
No.
I'll pretend. I'll pretend that I did.
Be Thankful for What You've Got is the name of the song.
Bars.
By Timmy Thomas. Be Thankful for What You Got.
I found a version by William Devon.
Nah, it's not going to be anywhere near as good.
Timmy,
well,
what? Who?
Timmy Thomas.
Timmy Thomas?
He did the original one, Timmy Thomas.
Sounds like somebody you went to high school with.
You got it? somebody went to, or maybe it's my name. My real name is Timmy Thomas.
I don't think. Well, let me hear. William Devon.
Well, let me hear William Devon. Maybe it was him.
Timmy Thomas was Why Can't We Live Together?
Oh, Why Can't We Live Together? That's who it was. You're right.
Same year.
Same song, too, basically.
Is it?
Yeah. I mean, it's sung the same way. Here we go. This is for Tevin. Soul Brother Number One, as we call him here.
Also going on his gravestone.
Also, yeah, Soul Brother
it's a very
number
big
one.
Gravestone.
You should put Soul Brother Number One on your gravestone. That'd be phenomenal.
I'll get buried next to you, and it could be Soul Brother Number One and Soul Brother Number Two.
I like it.
Being that this is a 73 disco song, it's 12 minutes long.
Okay, great. Well,
I'll
great.
Skip
great.
Ahead a little bit.
Okay, get to the lyrics.
12 minutes.
Here we go.
You can still stand tall.
Oh, yeah, I think I have heard this.
It's a great song.
I like it.
Oh, it's a wonderful song.
I mean, well, a lot of the songs sound a lot like this.
Everything in the 70s was like this.
Basically.
Well, here, wait till it starts going. Digging the scene with a gangster leaning. There it is.
Gangster lean. What is a gangster lean?
You drive your car like
Oh, I have definitely seen that.
Yeah, wait.
I have seen the gangster lean.
I've seen the gangster lean.
Yeah.
I love that song. God, I love
it. I didn't know if it was a dance.
TV antenna in the back. I always wanted a car because of that song. I always wanted a car with a TV antenna in the back.
Super, super cool. I just love when people, men, drive their cars around and you're just like, really? Like, you think this is cool? Like, these giant spoilers the muffler and the paint job or, like, even a sticker. You're like, really? This is the choice that you're making with
I never understood bumper stickers.
No. Really?
I thought it was a white person thing.
Like, oh, here we
and
go.
And especially, like, the over... Like, you have 12 bumper stickers.
Yes. Coexist.
And the ones that you can't read. And like, there, I'll be behind somebody at a red light, and I'm trying to read their bumper sticker, and I'm like, I cannot read it. What's the point?
Right. I mean, I have the Naked Chick mud flaps, but
and the balls hanging from the back.
Yeah. You got the chrome one.
This comes standard on all these songs.
More like the truck nuts when those were used.
Oh, God. I did not get.
What's a truck nut?
It's like a pair of like plastic testicles
that just hang from the back of usually like a Chevy.
Tie onto the.
Where have I been? I haven't seen this delight.
You've never seen.
Like from the ball hitch thing, like the whatever it's called.
Literal ball hitch.
Oh my God, ball hitch.
Maybe it just didn't register when I saw it.
Maybe,
what it was.
Hopefully.
But I just don't, like, what is the message here? That your truck is
I don't know, some guy
male?
Named Kyle thought it was funny because he's drinking a monster.
It's always Kyle.
Yes,
you missed the era of the giant speaker in the back.
Oh,
window.
I was there for that.
Oh, God.
And they put it in the trunk.
Yeah,
it's like
subs.
Yeah.
We were at... My grandpa's living facility that he
his
lives
apartment.
In. Apartment, there we go. I'm sorry. I told you, I fell asleep. That's why I'm late. I fell asleep. I did one of those, like, I'm just going to sit down for a minute. I fell asleep for half an hour. Anyway, and this guy was parked there, and he started playing Cardi B at, like, the loudest volume in front of this.
Probably, yes.
Yeah. Oh, it wasn't WAP.
No.
You didn't see when I was looking out the rearview mirror. He actually got out of the car and was dancing.
What?
Well,
who was?
The average age in here is probably 88.
So was it
and it was
a guy?
And there are apartments right there.
Mm-hmm.
Where
was it some like super
choice.
Old guy or
no,
was it
was a young guy that was just parked there by
they were clearly picking
your grandpa to be like
they were clearly picking somebody up that worked there
yeah but he was just sitting there and we walked out and he wasn't playing any music then all of a sudden he starts raging Cardi B
sounds
where
like
the you know where the car is like
sounds like he dropped some MDMA or something
oh
in
God,
the car
I don't even and it was like 7:30 at night just it was so weird.
One of my favorites of all time, Tevin. I'm on Highway 55 and Bryant Avenue North, the Projects.
Yep.
Back in old Project days. And I'm listening to Rock Baby by Tower of Power. You know that song?
Nope.
But yeah, can you play Rock Baby by Tower of Power for me?
No, because it's more fun when they play the song.
Pull it up, Andy. Andy's
a
DJ.
I love it. Catherine and Alex sit on their phones and Andy eats during every show.
I'm not on my phone.
You usually are.
I ate on the way here.
Rock
like
Baby
a
by Tower of Power.
I have not eaten since pasta. 5 p.m. I am entitled.
God.
Why do you do it during the 2 hours a day you work?
Because it's lunchtime.
It is lunchtime.
It is not. It's 11:46.
And he's working through his lunch break.
Here we go.
He's working through lunch.
Here we go.
It says more about his work ethic.
Rock it, baby.
Rock it, baby. A rock we need.
Another groovy tune.
Yeah, very groovy.
rock,
Melissa's.
So I'm listening to this song in my convertible, tops down.
Yep.
I'm in the projects in the ghetto, and I'm stopped at a light, and this gigantic black man. I mean, this guy was like 6'8", probably weighed about 280, solid muscle. He looks down at me and goes, "The hell you know about the rock?"
Nothing, sir. Nothing. My apologies.
I pull away. Nothing, sir. That's who.
I know nothing about anything.
What the hell you know about the rock?
I'm not from around here.
So Tom, you're always good for the old school jams. Like the Bootsy Collins?
Love Bootsy Collins.
So you put me on to Bootsy Collins.
Oh yeah, Atomic Dog, the whole shooting match, baby. But yeah, Tower of Power. You never listen to Tower of Power? You'd love that band.
Okay.
I was just telling the story about when we were in Nashville 2 years ago.
Yeah.
And
I was singing to all the black
Walking down the sidewalk and there's all these black people just decked out. They've got the hats and the matching everything, and I'm like,
I hate that.
They look good. I'm like, so who's playing here? And they said, I don't know, some band.
I can't remember who it was.
And Tom starts singing one of the songs.
I started,
and they're all like, they all were like, yes, he knows.
White boys know the song. It was phenomenal.
It was great.
All the women were like, ooh.
They were all like middle-aged, just very fancy.
Very decked out.
I remember
they
them.
Were like middle-aged people all decked. They were just, decked to the nines.
They were having a
but
night,
like,
yes.
They're like dancing to my
purple,
singing.
Purple from head to toe, or red from head to toe.
Sounds like my grandma.
It was a little bit, it was an older crowd. It was definitely a churchy-looking crowd. Yeah.
It was a really good band, too, but I can't remember who it was.
I don't remember.
Somebody really good.
I do remember them, though.
God, I can't remember. It wasn't the Commodores. They're not together anymore.
I know, they were very, very serious. So I was like, what are you guys going to go see? And then they're like,
and they got all happy because I started singing the songs to them. Who are you going to see? She told me. I started singing to her. And she goes, woo. It was great. It was a good time had by all. We shall take a break and be right back with part two. Michael Bryant will join us in the second hour, as will Kostaki Economopoulos. We'll be right back with the family. As you know, my friend Mike Lindell has a passion to help everyone get the best sleep of your life. Well, he didn't stop by simply creating the best pillow. Now Mike has done it again by introducing his new My Slippers. Mike has taken over 2 years to develop. The My Slippers are designed to wear indoor and outdoor all day long. Made with My Pillow foam and impact gel to help prevent fatigue, and made with quality leather suede. For a limited time, Mike is offering 40% off his new My Slippers. The My Slippers are so comfortable, you'll want to get some for the whole family, which is what we did. Call 1-800-516-5146 or use promo code Tom, of course. 1-800-516-5146. Use promo code Tom or go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener square and use promo code Tom. You'll also get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the Giza Dream bed sheets, the MyPillow mattress topper, and MyPillow towel sets. Call 1-800-516-5146. Use promo code Tom. Dan Chesky is here from Dan's Southside Marine to talk boats in February.
2021 is all about boat inventory or the lack thereof. Dan's has what you're looking for in the color and model you want. So get in and take advantage of the factory incentives and discounts February offers.
Why should our listeners shop for a fishing boat at Dan's Southside Marine?
We have the latest models on display, like the new Revolution. It features rotational seating from Premier Marine and the new Alumacraft FSX crossover fishing ski. Both are getting tons of attention and grabbing sales from the competition.
Dan's Southside Marine is packed with pontoons from Avalon, Berkshire, and Premier. With all the rebates and incentives we mentioned at the top, get the family out this weekend and come see these amazing pontoons.
And be sure to ask about custom-rigged Alumacraft fishing boats this weekend at Dan's Southside Marine during our February open house.
Dan's Southside Marine, 6 blocks west of 35W on 98th Street in Bloomington. Shop online at danssouthsidemarine.com.
What's more important than reliable plumbing? Having someone you can rely on in case it ever needs attention. Hi, Tom here for Sabre Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Look, you don't want to mess around with leaks or shoddy installation or repair when it comes to plumbing. Sabre is the largest installer of Moen fixtures and Rheem water heaters in Minnesota. They're dependable pros who get the job done right. So when plumbing happens, call Sabre or visit SabreHeating.com.
We are back, ladies and gentlemen.
Louis was supposed to be on.
Yeah, he shipped us.
Apparently he's sick.
I was excited.
He's ill.
I know. It would have been great.
Like, I don't think I've talked to him in a year.
He's like my number one fan on Instagram stories.
Oh, is he?
He watches all of them and comments on them.
Huh. God, I haven't talked to Louis. Well, he was on the morning show about a month ago. But other than that, I haven't seen Louis, I bet you, in 2 years since COVID started.
At least, yeah.
I probably talked to him.
Is he still in Minnesota?
I think he's in Vegas.
He lives in Vegas, yeah. He's lived in Vegas for a long time.
He's lived in Vegas for years.
He's filming Baskets. He's in L.A. He has a house, at least. Last I heard. Who knows what he's up to now?
He has a compound.
Well, last I heard, he had a house near Vegas.
That show's over now, though.
Is it over? Over?
Yeah, yep. Okay. It's over.
I talked to him at Christmas time because he read 'Twas the Night Before Christmas, I think. And for an NPR played it.
Oh.
And, oh, did they?
Yeah, and Dan heard it and he was like,
what's Dan doing listening to NPR?
I guess he did a really great job.
Jesus.
Turncoat, you should never tell Dan
exactly.
That anybody.
What are you doing?
You know? Why don't you
NPR? No, he heard it.
Communist radio?
I don't know, guys. I don't listen.
Well, the problem I have with the problem I have was the whole system, not with NPR, but National Public Radio should not be included in the ratings. They don't sell commercials.
Okay.
It is a totally different business.
And it's fake. Situation. About two, by the way. So everyone you ask can say, "Oh yes, I listen to NPR all the time." Yeah, sure you do.
Do you ever give them money? Probably not.
I used to back before they went really commie.
Really commie.
And back when the commies in this state tried to ruin my life. But other than that,
it's a very biased radio
station. The last time I listened to NPR was on our.
Oh, God, is it ever?
What's his face's? The.
What?
Carpool. Sheldon.
Oh,
way back then. Yeah.
Oh, when you were going to junior high?
Carpool goes to junior high.
That's a while ago. That is a while ago.
The last time I listened to NPR, so.
Yeah.
But here's what I love. So they didn't used to rate them on, all those rating services. Mm-hmm. The second they started rating them, they went right to number one.
Naturally.
I mean, come on. Really?
Oh, my God.
I think even if you look up, if you scroll through, iTunes top 100 podcasts, they're in there.
Right.
I didn't think that anybody
listened
to.
The top 100 are NPR.
Yeah.
They are. They're number podcasts. One in everything now.
Yeah.
Yes.
Which is complete BS.
Which is interesting.
Joe Rogan, NPR, and Tom Bernard.
Yeah.
And
yes, I'm sure that's
the
it.
Murder one with the annoying girls.
There's like 70 of those.
No,
I was
the one.
Say, you're going to have to narrow that down.
There's the main one.
There's literally 70.
My favorite murder.
I like that.
Oh, okay.
I like
they
that.
Make so much money.
But you know what? I blame that squarely. I lay it squarely on the shoulders of a lot of radio station owners to allow that to have happened in the first place. They were so lame and so weak, they didn't see what was coming. Most ownership of radio stations sucks. It does. I mean, just flat out.
Yeah. Well, radio is such an old medium.
It
like,
is now, yeah.
If you don't evolve to, podcasts or adding video streaming something, you're going to just get passed by because nobody's in their car just listening to radio.
I've been watching that morning show that Alex told me about.
Yep.
And one of the points, I don't remember what character made, was, network TV could be gone.
Yeah.
Poof.
Oh, it almost
in
is.
In a couple of years.
It almost is, yeah.
I was like, oh, my God, that's true.
Well, the thing about radio is that how often do people have a radio in their house anymore?
Not
basically
all.
Never.
We were walking Jude yesterday, and some guy had his radio propped up on a couple of bricks, listening to KQ, and he had his Viking shirt on.
Oh,
he's doing some yard work. We're like, yeah.
Devin will love this. He had his Viking jersey on, number 8, and he made sure to turn around and go, this is not a Cousins jersey. It's a Bradford jersey.
Which, not much better.
He played two games.
Well, Tom asked him, so how's the draft going? He's like, great, we're fabulous. And Tom's like, that's a Vikings fan. Yeah. It's all great.
But I think we did have a pretty solid draft.
That's what everybody
draft.
Says. Everybody
like,
says
we were able to trade back, get the Darisaw lineman. We got a future quarterback, I think.
A future quarterback?
Yeah. Kellen Mond.
Does he have any experience?
Yeah, he's
not a baby?
They're all babies coming out of college. But I think, in 2-3 years, he can potentially take over for Cousins. Yeah.
You know what I love?
Well, Cousins.
I don't know the guy's name, but they draft a guy. They draft a guy who is a quarterback, but they draft him as a linebacker. And the video they showed after draft him as a linebacker
was all
is him playing quarterback.
Yeah.
It's like, what?
Great.
And then I saw that
Pittsburgh, I think it was the Pittsburgh Steelers, drafted like a 300-pound punter.
They did.
This,
what?
It is amazing.
What?
I'm like, I cannot wait for him to like run down the field and just lay somebody out.
Himself. Can you imagine trying to block a punt from that guy?
I'm not blocking him.
No way. Oh,
you should be blocking for me. I'm not touching you.
And they're usually little guys,
yeah.
Right?
Oh, yeah. They're
skinny
usually
and
yeah.
Skinny, yeah.
Well, technically, the ideal punter is 100% leg, but that's not possible.
So. Yeah. It's about
with
right.
With a head on
there.
Top.
Yep.
No body. All
do
leg.
You follow boxing?
Very little.
Do you know who Felix Verdejo is?
Not even close.
Felix has got a
Sounds
problem.
Sounds like a boxer.
Felix Verdejo has got a big problem. Puerto Rican boxer Felix Verdejo turned himself into federal agents to face federal charges Sunday night, just hours after authorities identified the body of a dead woman as his 27-year-old pregnant lover.
Oh.
He kidnapped her, carjacked her, kidnapped her, and then murdered her because she was going to have a baby.
What the what?
She was pregnant, so he murdered
That's
her.
More common than you would think.
Oh, God, yes. Oh, yeah.
Most murdered women are because they're pregnant.
Yeah, probably. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah,
there are other alternatives to this than...
What? My God.
That is insane.
Oh, my God.
Is he like a major... player in the boxing world?
I guess.
World?
It's a Puerto Rican boxer.
His boxing record is 27-2.
Oh, so yeah, he's
so pretty good.
Pretty good, yeah.
Oh,
he's in the lightweight division.
The U.S. Attorney's Office said late Sunday that Verdejo is being charged with kidnapping and carjacking, resulting in death with intentionally killing an unborn child.
Jeez.
A criminal complaint filed by the FBI accuses Verdejo of punching Caixa Rodriguez in the face and injecting her with a syringe filled with an unidentified substance bought at a public housing complex.
Wow.
Jesus.
This guy's a major psychopath.
He probably OD'd her on heroin.
Probably.
And tried to make it look like she did it herself.
He is a psychopath.
Yikes.
Yeah, that's some ghetto behavior right there. Well, it reminds me of the old days.
Yeah, because that's so just like thought and planned out.
Yeah.
Like, that's
premeditated murder.
Oh, it got caught up in the heat of the moment.
Yeah.
And you went somewhere to buy.
Yeah, no.
You're like, I'll inject her with an unknown substance.
You've got a trail of terror all the way through. Yeah. Yes.
I
know what I'll do.
God.
I can't believe this, but it gets worse.
No.
Okay. Oh, my gosh.
Great.
Alleges he then, this is after he injected her with the syringe, he bound her arms and feet with wire and tied a heavy block to her before throwing her off a bridge into the river and then opened fire on her when she was in the river.
Threw
her off a bridge, drowned
her, like
shot her.
Lie.
Jesus.
Isn't this a Babylon Bee?
Yeah.
This
is so over the top.
One of these actions would be plenty.
Right.
But
like, it was just enough at punching her in the face as a professional boxer.
Yeah. Good God.
Sweet Jesus.
They had to identify her through her dental records. That's how he massacred her.
Well, why are we talking about
this? Because it's such a psychopath thing to do.
Well, that's last night I was watching reels on Instagram. They're like, just short videos or whatever. Mm-hmm. And it was this girl. I don't know, she's probably like in her 20s. And it was like her telling her this story. And it was like, I was left by my birth parents and grew up in an orphanage. And we were never allowed to go into the main building of the orphanage until one night we got curious and we walked in and we found one of the dead bodies of one of the adopted girls, only to find out that our orphanage was run by human traffickers, and I cut off my own ear to get rid of the tracking device, and then we burned the orphanage down, and I was like, what is happening? And I look in the comments, and it's like, oh, it's just from a show from Netflix.
I was going to say,
because it just keeps getting worse. I was like, oh, God, where did it happen?
The ear tracking device is a little
Then it burned the whole place down. I was like, this is like that in real life.
But also now I'm kind of curious as to this Netflix show that you're talking about.
Yeah, The Handmaid's Tale is like that this year.
I can't watch that show.
I don't think it's gotten
very... I keep seeing that on Hulu pop up.
Don't watch it.
It's basically just outrage porn for wealthy white women.
No,
yeah, kind of.
I remember.
It is. I didn't hear that. What was that?
What?
I said it's outrage porn for well-to-do white women.
Pretty much also going on my gravestone.
It is.
It's just
It really is. This year, it really is.
I was watching the first season because everybody was like, The Handmaid's Tale, blah, blah, blah. And there
she's so good in it.
She is really good in it. Well, and she's a Scientologist, so it's like not that far
off.
What's
her name? Elizabeth something. Isn't it?
Montgomery?
No.
Oh, that was
Moss?
Bewitched.
Moss.
Yes.
Elizabeth Moss. I like her.
But I
she's
was watching
really
it.
Good in it.
She's
even
very
even
good.
Now, this yeah. year is really psychopathic. It's like,
last
oh my
year,
God.
2 years ago, I don't know. I watched the first season and I was like, okay. But Dan was like doing stuff in the kitchen when I was watching it one night. And there are people with like bags over their heads hanging on a wall, like dead, jeez. You know? And he was like, what is happening? And I was explaining to him what had happened. And he was like, why are you watching the show? And as I was
saying, this could happen.
Well, as I was saying it, I was like, why am I? This is really dark and weird.
That's one of those shows where I genuinely don't get why people watch it.
I don't know. I stopped last season. I didn't watch it. And then I went over to mom and dad's one night. And mom was like fast forwarding through the whole season. She was like, here are the cliff notes. I was like,
it's kind of like Saw. It's like, why
yeah,
do you
like
watch
why,
these movies?
Yeah.
I hate those
why
movies.
Would you do
yeah,
that
I
to
can't.
Yourself?
I hate
liked,
those movies.
I liked the spoof version of Saw rather than like the real
yeah.
one. Like
no,
Shaq's like got to make a free throw to like save his life.
Right. I like it. So I got to ask you guys a question. What is the deal with this Billie Eilish? Is she a huge act now?
She's a bad guy.
She's a disaster.
She really
she's
is.
A not a she anymore, right?
She, what, honey?
She's a he?
Oh, did
no.
she?
Wait,
oh, if that's
no.
the case, then I take
unless
back the disaster.
Are you thinking of Ellen Page?
Oh, that's what I'm
thinking.
No,
you're thinking of Ellen Page.
No,
yeah.
Billie
sorry.
Eilish is like, she has like, or she used to have green hair and like
yeah.
sings sad songs.
And she wears
and she's like
huge clothes.
12 years old. And
that's normal.
Yeah. Not
she's
anymore.
Like 16 or something. Yeah, all of a sudden she was on the cover of British Vogue like in
yeah.
lingerie with
yep.
like her huge boobs. And it was like, what?
Yeah.
She's 19 now.
She's 19.
So she has all the answers.
Good for her.
Oh, yes, of course. All
gone
19
are the baggy clothes and black and green hair. Billie Eilish, 19, appears in a pinup style outfit with her new blonde hair on the cover of British Vogue. The new look also heralds a new album, Happier Than Ever, is due out in July. The album includes a song aimed at those who exploit and abuse underage girls. Don't make me not a role model because you're turned on by me. Eilish tells Vogue.
What? Don't make me not a role model?
Don't make me not a role model because you're turned on by me. I don't even know what the hell that
don't
means.
Don't make me not a role model. So make me a role model?
I guess.
I think she's
we
saying
are turned
that
on
just,
by her.
She's saying
I don't know. If I am, I need
a lot of double negatives.
Okay, Andy, this next one is bad for you and Tevin.
Uh-oh.
She then says, Your Power, of the song Your Power, Eilish says, it's an open letter to people who take advantage. Mostly men.
Oh, my God.
I couldn't.
Okay, yeah, so this is what she used to dress like.
I couldn't name any Billie Eilish song if you
bad guy.
Never gave me two
bad
options.
Bad guy's the only one.
Yeah.
Oh.
That's how she used to dress.
Yeah, she used to dress yeah. like she
Death.
Rolled
she's
around
Death.
In a wardrobe.
Yeah, she all used right. to put like a tablecloth over her.
Mm-hmm.
In that
she used
season.
To basically like, oh, okay, 400-pound man wardrobe.
Clothes?
Yeah. I'm
yeah,
gonna wear those.
Exactly.
Yeah, and then she, now she's on the cover.
Homer
of British.
Simpson's Moo.
Well, and she used to wear those clothes because she was like, I'm young and I don't want people objectifying me.
And now she's like, I'm young
and
now I
she's
want
like,
people objectifying
please objectify me.
Yeah, apparently.
I don't know.
Well, she
I mean,
just
we
seems
all
a
saw
whacked.
It coming though. That's how it all. That's the arc every single time. Mm-hmm. Young person gets famous. Young person over-sexualizes themselves for money.
Yeah.
Young person overdoses.
Yeah,
but you know
I was just
what?
Gonna say she feels like she's
Cy,
gonna have like
yeah,
a
Miley
midlife
Cyrus.
Crisis.
One more year.
Because, yeah, because
yeah.
she's
pardon
like that
me.
Artist that you know I have to mm-hmm. express myself and all of
yeah.
that, and then she just it feels like it's not gonna.
She's one of those people that's either going to die very young or have a revelation and become sane.
Like Justin Bieber.
Yeah.
Just
exactly.
Jesus,
just all of a sudden
yeah,
she's
married.
Well, it is true. Like in that industry and that behavior, you
mm-hmm.
know, you have
yeah.
to choose: die young or make yourself into a different person.
I was just
those
thinking
are the
about like celebrities that have really not had any like. Drama.
There's not a lot of them.
I feel like there, I was like Mandy Moore was
not
the
a
only
lot
person.
Of them.
That's
think
yeah. That's
of.
that's the one.
That's Mandy
she's
Moore.
The one.
Mandy
Moore.
That's about
now,
it.
Melissa always, whenever I talk
especially
about how much I hate celebrities, she always talks about the guy who played Wolverine,
Hugh Jackman.
Yes.
Hugh Jackman.
Apparently
yeah.
he's good.
Yeah, he's supposed to be a really good.
Was
guy.
He a child
good
guy? Actor?
I don't think he was a child.
Oh, yeah.
you mean child actor.
Miley Cyrus.
Well, yeah, they're all a wreck.
Yeah, they
Mandy Moore is literally the only child famous person that I can think of.
If you go through, like, the Disney Channel stars from back in the day, they're all, like, on the side of the street right now.
Yeah. And even now.
Suggest.com, 16 child stars who didn't go crazy.
Let's hear them.
So Mandy Moore is one of them.
She seems to be about as normal as you can get.
Abigail Breslin.
Never
heard. She was inside.
Oh, she's
good.
Yes.
She's very good.
She's
like
very, she's like huge lips and looks very like pouty.
Oh, okay.
If you saw her, you'd know who she was.
Trout mouth.
Abigail
See, Mom, Breslin. You know.
She doesn't have huge lips.
Maybe I'm thinking of somebody else.
I think you might be. Let's see, Freddie Highmore, whoever that is.
Freddie Highmore is the guy who plays
Bates Motel.
Bates Motel.
Oh, okay.
Oh, he's not crazy?
I like him.
Good doctor.
I like him.
Oh, that's the good doctor. Okay.
He's a good doctor, yeah.
Is he tall, skinny guy?
No, he plays
really well. Yeah, I just wasn't sure
if
he actually was.
That is incredible.
Yeah.
Phenomenal actor.
Dakota Fanning. But that's mostly because she stopped acting when she was really young.
Yeah, she did. Yeah.
Like, when's the last time she did anything? Twilight?
I don't know.
Neil Patrick Harris is debatable.
Yeah,
that's Neil Patrick Harris seems like a wonderful man.
He's a little weird.
I think was he a Disney kid?
Doogie Howser.
Doogie Howser.
All I know from is How I Met Your Mother.
Well, that's what everyone knows him from.
No, he's like, he's married. He and his husband have twins. They seem very normal.
He seems normal.
I guess relatively. For an actor, he's normal.
Mm-hmm.
Danielle Fischel?
Oh, she's from...
She was Boy Meets World.
Yeah. She was Topanga.
Wait, she's not... No. Topanga. She can't be on that list, is she? She's no way. That's Topanga? Isn't she a porn star now?
What?
No,
you're thinking of Stephanie from Full House.
Yeah.
And she's not anymore.
And also, Screech from Full House. Or no, that's Saved by the Bell.
Saved by the Bell.
Screech dead?
Screech is dead.
Yes, he died. He did porn?
It was called Saved by the Smell, which is a great name.
No,
we can't go with
a top 10 porn name by the
Smell. I don't even know how to
have a hard time keeping down my protein shake.
I feel like I'm going to cry. Do I laugh? Cry?
Because they're making fun of his nose.
I think so.
Oh my God.
I hope it's not actually about smells.
God.
Let's see. Elijah Wood.
I know. I don't know how to feel.
Elijah Wood's good.
Elijah Wood.
You got to keep it down.
Jesus. Mom's going to vomit.
Keeping it down.
Alexa Vega, who was in Spy Kids. I don't know.
Whatever. I love Spy Kids.
Great movie.
Oh, well,
great
movie. But I don't know anything about her. Sean Austin, who was in The Goonies.
Sean Astin.
It says Austin.
Does it really? I thought it was Sean Astin.
He probably
Maybe it
changed
is pronounced.
It.
A-S-T-I-N.
Apparently he's fine.
Well,
I don't know.
None of these people were like that, like super crazy famous. Yeah. Like Neil Patrick Harris, I suppose.
Yeah,
Britney Spears.
I have
no, but I'm saying like the people that didn't lose their minds.
Yeah, yeah.
Like they weren't like
Haley
crazy.
Joel Osment.
Okay,
he's pretty famous.
Oh my God!
Oh, I thought that was
he was such a cute little
kid.
Isn't
I thought that was isn't that the name of the girl in like she was a Disney Channel star.
No, Young and Hungry. That was his sister or something else. Osment.
Okay.
Oh no, Haley Joel Osment's from Sixth Sense. He's a little boy.
Marie Osmond.
No, he's also Sora in Kingdom Hearts.
He looks terrible.
Yes.
He was such a cute little kid, and now it's like...
Someone texted in Ron Howard.
Ron Howard's a great kid.
Yeah.
He's a follow-up question about this Saved by the Smell.
Why? Why? I just recovered.
Andy, why do you have that name of that just on the tip of your tongue?
Because
I know you know everything.
Are you ever going to forget it?
I was going to say, are you ever going to forget that?
I'm just going to be quiet. Now.
No, thank you. True.
Well,
you'll never forget.
This is something you're going to be telling people.
That's
going to
win me Jeopardy one day.
Yeah.
Some bar trivia.
You will never forget that.
You guys never seen Saved by the Smell?
Yeah. Fun fact about Screech.
Wow.
I've never seen it. And I don't really want to.
No, I'm not Googling that.
I don't think we'll ever know, unless someone listening has seen it before, why it's called Saved by the
Smell. And why you would admit to it.
Do I want to know?
Well, maybe it's her perfume.
Submit an anonymous comment.
That could be.
Okay. Okay.
And by
the way, get a burner phone, call in.
Yeah, exactly.
Use a voice distorting.
By the way, I'm a big fan of Billie Eilish.
Not important.
I'm a very big fan of Billie Eilish because she closes this psychotic interview where she looks like a complete a-hole with, well, during the pandemic, I didn't have a lot to do, so all I did was swim and eat Taco Bell.
That's fair.
Okay.
I like her now.
I like it.
That's fair.
Sure, no, why not?
She's my kind of person.
I always loved when, during quarantine, when you see celebrities, like, we're all in this together as they're in there.
Oh, I know. Yeah, I know. Like, we're all like, in this together.
Okay. I don't think anyone our age is ever going to forget that Imagine video that they put out on Twitter.
Oh, I know.
All the celebrities singing Imagine by John Lennon.
Yeah.
Oh, I haven't even seen that.
Oh, you're lucky.
It was at the beginning of COVID, and they were all like, each one did a line, like from
I do remember,
like, from the song.
Yeah,
and it was all like, there are these millionaires in their gigantic mansions going, imagine no possessions. It's like,
yeah, imagine that.
I'm sure it's very difficult for you to imagine no possessions.
Can you please step off your yacht before you?
Yeah, Babylon B. Babylon B. kept on posting. Celebrities say line up their yachts to spell out we're all in this together.
Babylon B. Yes, I love that.
It's weird that people are so it's so easy to make them forget who is saying these things. It's like if someone says, "Oh, it's like we the people, we the downtrodden," you know, they've got their golden Rolls Royce they're driving around in, but they're part of the downtrodden. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. They're just like us.
Yeah, right. Like some multimillionaire will start talking about how oppressed they are, but people don't really seem to connect the dots that obviously they're not oppressed.
Right.
Yeah.
They are the upper class.
Well, yes.
But people are just, they like what's being said, so they just turn off their brains and say, okay.
A lot of people get really pissed off about that kind of stuff.
A lot of people do, and they should, because,
because
it's very hypocritical.
Oh, yeah.
Whenever some $150 million a movie making celebrity talks about how hard their life is, it's like, I bet your life is super hard.
And it's like at Lollapalooza once, the Red Hot Chili Peppers were playing, and they came out on stage, and Flea, one of the guys in the band, just came out right away and said, "Fuck the 1%!" And everyone started cheering, and I was like,
"You are clearly
the
1%.
You're like the top of the 1%.
Did you take your chopper from your castle?"
Because I was like, I'm not a huge Red Hot Chili Peppers fan, but I was like, you know, at Lollapalooza, you can just like, I'm like, I'll watch a couple songs, and I can say I've seen the Red Hot Chili Peppers in concert. And then he said that, and I was with Dan, and I was like, "We're leaving."
Time to go.
The Red Hot Chili Peppers purchase a $7.5 million Malibu mansion.
There you go.
So he's saying, "Fuck myself." Is what he's saying.
He's 1.5%. He's not quite to the 1%.
No, he is worth between $100 and $150 million.
That's some cheap.
He is in like the 0.001%.
God, these frauds.
But everybody
was like cheering. And I was like,
That's what I'm saying. It's like how easy it is for people to forget who is saying what to them.
It is true.
Yep. We got to take a break here. Hour two coming up. In hour two, Michael Bryant in the first segment. Then we got Kostaki Economopoulos in the second segment. We're loaded for bear. We'll be right back.